virtual dead heat. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Pennsylvania's GOP Senate primary deadlocked with virtually all of the in-person votes counted. Less than three dozen votes separate businessman David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump. Many counties haven't yet begun to tally the votes that were mailed in.
They can't begin to count those mail-in ballots until 7 a.m. on Election Day, and that is an arduous process. They have to open up the envelopes. They have to search to make sure there's the signature and the date and that it's completed correctly. And sometimes there are challenges by campaigns to those ballots, and there are some counties that don't even begin to count mail-in ballots until the next day.
And Fox's Brian Yenis reports if the margin of victory is less than 0.5%, which seems likely at this point in time, it would trigger an automatic statewide recount. Support from the former president has propelled Congressman Ted Budd to an easy win in the North Carolina Republican Senate primary. In November, he'll face Sherry Beasley, who easily won the state's Democrat Party nomination. Incumbent North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn has lost his reelection primary.
Cawthorn, after legal missteps and infighting with party leaders in Washington, conceded the 11th district primary to state Senator Chuck Edwards. Cawthorn got support from former President Trump. Edwards won with a push from U.S. Senator Tom Tillis. He said today there will be a new concentration.
When we get up, we are going to be 100% focused on Jasmine Beach Ferrara.
Beach Ferrara is a minister from Asheville. Cawthorn, in his concession, implied that many Republicans turned their backs on him.
Fox's Kernal Scott. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul and Idaho Senator Mike Crapo have both won their primaries. Declaring evil will not win in America, President Biden visited Buffalo Tuesday to meet with relatives of some of the 10 people killed on Saturday. America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Several cities considering calling anew for mask wearing in public as coronavirus cases increase again, Chicago among them.
Mask up. That's what the head of Cook County Health is urging in indoor settings as a subvariant spreads. It's even more contagious than previous COVID-19 variants. Suburban Cook County's positivity rate has increased from 6% last week to 8.8% this week. Those getting the most sick from this variant appear to be the elderly. The doctor encourages you to reach out to your physician if you feel sick or test positive for the virus. He says there are many treatment options available now to help you weather the virus.
Natalie Bomke of Fox 32 in Chicago, the Food and Drug Administration has given its okay for coronavirus booster shots for kids from ages 5 to 11. The Centers for Disease Control will next decide whether to recommend those shots for that age group. A new study claims pollution of all types is killing 9 million people a year, about three-quarters of it from air pollution. And while pollution deaths are dropping in the U.S., dirty air, water, lead, and pollution at work still kills 140,000 Americans a year, according to the study, more than any other industrialized nations. Game one of the NBA Finals is in the books.
Jimmy Buckets opens the Eastern Finals with a bang.
Drives inside, stops, turns, layup, got it. This is a Miami Heat avalanche here in the third quarter.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jimmy Butler takes the steal straight to the basket. The Miami Heat outscoring the Boston Celtics in the third quarter Tuesday, 39-14, pulling away in the second half as Butler would finish with a game-high 41 points to cap off a 118-107 victory for the Heat in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics went without Marcus Smart in that loss due to a foot injury. They also lost Al Horford to the COVID health and safety protocols prior to tip-off. Game 2 in the Eastern Finals set for Thursday in Miami. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.